AI narrated audio generated from Sharemaestro Market Research. Full article. Santander ADR leads diversified banks near its high, with participation still short of a full reset. Banco Santander SA ADR finished the week 2.0% below its 52-week high, after a 4.9% gain, ranking first among U.S.-listed diversified banks for the week, while volume remained below its 13-week average. Research brief. Banco Santander SA ADR closed at $13.50 on 19 June, up 4.9% for the week and 28.4% over 12 weeks. The trend backdrop remains active. Market dynamics is positive and relative strength is supportive, but the move came on 40.8 million shares, or 0.9x the 13-week average. The stock is now 14.2% above its weekly trend line and 102.3% above Sharemaestro fair value, leaving the next test focused on whether near-high price action can attract stronger participation without overheating. Key points. 1. SAN closed at $13.50, 2.0% below its $13.78 52-week high, and at 95.4% of its yearly range. 2. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with an 11-week streak and 50 active weeks out of the past 52. 3. The ADR gained 4.9% for the week, 12.1% over 4 weeks, and 28.4% over 12 weeks, ahead of diversified bank industry averages on the 1-week and 4-week windows. 4. Volume was 40.8 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average and 1.1x the 52-week average, so confirmation was constructive, but not emphatic. 5. Risk is no longer cheap. Price is 14.2% above the trend line and 102.3% above Sharemaestro fair value, while two recent reversal markers remain in the smart money tape. Near high price action stands out inside banks. Banco Santander SA ADR ended the latest completed week at $13.50, a 4.9% advance that left the stock just 2.0% under its 52-week high of $13.78. The move keeps SAN in the upper end of its yearly range at 95.4%, with positive momentum across the main windows, 12.1% over 4 weeks, 28.4% over 12 weeks, 16.9% over 26 weeks, and 70.8% over 52 weeks. The sector context is uneven, but supportive for the specific industry group. U.S. financial services averaged a 0.5% weekly gain, with only 42.0% of constituents in active weekly trends and 37.0% showing positive relative strength. By contrast, U.S. banks diversified had stronger internal breadth, with 77.8% active trends, 100.0% positive market dynamics, and 88.9% positive relative strength. SAN ranked first in the 18-stock diversified bank group for the week and second over 4 weeks. Trend signal is active, but the latest move lacks heavy volume. The Sharemaestro trend signal remains active, and the stock is now 14.2% above its weekly trend line at $11.83. Market dynamics is positive at 0.41, while the relative strength reading of 13.29 keeps SAN in the upper tier of the broader U.S. financial services peer set, ranking in the 91.6th percentile among 1,013 names. Participation is the main qualification. Latest volume was 40.8 million shares, below the 13-week average of 43.3 million, though still above the 52-week average of 35.8 million. That makes the advance credible, but not fully confirmed by a participation reset. The signal mix is therefore constructive, rather than one-sided. Active trend, positive pressure, and positive relative strength, but no fresh buy signal from activity pressure and a 0.9x volume ratio. Valuation distance and reversal evidence define the risk. SAN's positioning carries a premium demand profile. The close is 102.3% above Sharemaestro fair value at $6.67, which reflects a wide valuation distance after a strong 12-week run. That does not by itself break the trend, but it reduces margin for disappointment if the 52-week high test fails, or if activity pressure fades. Risk statistics remain balanced but active. 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.3%, close to the 52-week base of 4.2%. Over the past year, there were 34 positive weeks and 17 negative weeks, with average gains of 3.6% and average losses of 3.8%. The presence of two recent reversal markers adds a reason to watch the next few weekly closes closely, especially given the stock's elevated range position. What to watch next? The first test is whether SAN can convert its near-high close into continuation through 13.78 USD with better volume. A volume ratio above 1.5x would mark a stronger participation event than the latest 0.9x reading, while further improvement in market dynamics would help confirm that the move is being supported by fresh demand rather than residual momentum. The key weekly regime level is the 11.83 USD trend line. A controlled pause above that level would keep the broader setup intact, while a sharper retreat from the high with weakening pressure would make the 14.2% trend premium more vulnerable. Peer comparison also matters. Citigroup remains stronger over 12 weeks at 33.9%, while Santander's latest advantage is more concentrated in the 1 week and 4 week windows. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.